Okay? Okay, so today's daf is daf tzadik in Meseches Nedarim. We are on Peitas Amabes. So again, let's read the brisa that the Gemara quotes. Tanya. The brisa quoted a brisa. The Gemara quoted a brisa connected to the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah, but the brisa quoted the machlokas about it. Tanya. She'eni nehenis la'aba ula'avicha imani yosel aficha. The brisa says that a woman says to her husband, I can't get benefit from my father or your father if I listen to you, if I do something for you. So it puts her in somewhat of a bind, because if she listens to her husband, like she's supposed to, that she can't get benefit from her father or her father-in-law. If she does not listen to her husband, then that's affecting the relationship between her and her husband. So Rav Nosson Omer lo yafer, v'chom omer yafer, machlokas tanoim. And the second case, netula animen ayudim, so that we'll talk more about, Bezrat Hashem, later today in the Mishnah. If she says to her husband, I am netula, I am taken from Yehudim. That means I'm aser betashmish to Yehudim. Im mishamshateich, if I am mishamish you. So then, again, Rav Nosson Omer lo yafer, v'chom omer yafer. Another machlokas tanoim. If she is mishamish with her husband, then she'll be usher to everyone, meaning, let's say, b'shas gerushin. And if she's not with her husband, then she won't. But again, it's going to be a problem. So, another machlokas tanoi. Why does Reb Nosson say it cannot be mufard yet? Because Reb Nosson says, as we'll see more later as well, that a neder cannot become hutar until it is chal. The neder is not chal yet, so then you can't be matirit. So that's why Reb Nosson, in both these cases, it hasn't been chal yet, right? It's only an if. There's a condition that's been put in place, but it has not been chal yet. So therefore, Reb Nosson says it cannot be mefer. The Ran, though, points out, why do you need both cases? The Ran says the first case is a chiddush for the Rabbanan, and the second case is the chiddush for Reb Nosson. The first case is a chiddush for the Rabbanan. What does that mean? Because you might say there it's harder to be mefer. Why? Because the choice, what did the Rabbanan say? As we mentioned yesterday, because there are these two problems in front of her, it's as if it's been chal already. But, says the Gemara, explained by the Ran, that in this case, there's two different choices. What was the case? I can't get benefit from my father if I listen to you. See, if I don't listen to you, that's a beino levaino problem. If I do listen to you, and I'm not going to be able to get benefit from my father, that's an inui nefesh problem. So it's somewhat harder to say that it's as if it's chal already if you don't really know exactly what's going to be chal. You don't know if it's going to be an inui nefesh problem or if it's going to be a beino levaino problem, and yet the chachamim say you still could be made for it. That's why the ratio is a chiddush according to the Rabbanan. Because it's harder to say it's as if it's been chal already, because the lashon of the Ran is... She was tna bechad gavna v'nudra bechad gavna, but that was the third wide line of the Ran. So it's a little different. You don't know exactly what's going to be. That's the chiddush. Kamash v'lan, the Rabbanan still say you can be mefer. And the second case is a chiddush according to Reb Nosson. Why? Because Reb Nosson says you cannot be mefer, even though in the seifa it's the same. It's the same. What does she say? I can't have tashmish with anybody else. If I'm going to have tashmish with you, so that's both. That's the same category. It's the same category of if it's inu nefesh, bin olaveina, one of the two. But either way, it's the same type of a category, so therefore it's easier to say it's as if it's been chal already. So that's a chiddush, according to Reb Nosson, that he cannot be mefer. Okay, that was just finishing up from yesterday. So now we continue. Hahu Gavra. Story. Hahu Gavra de Isser Hanayasa da Alma Alei, Inasiv Itza, Kilo Tanina Hilchasa. A man wants to encourage himself to learn. See, he asers hana of the world on himself if he doesn't learn a certain amount before he gets married, before he marries this woman. So what exactly did he say? So the Ran just says, Lomo Torah, third to last line. Hayarosa Lomo Torah, called up Shatisa Isha. The language of Tosfos, third to last line of Tosfos, Asha Elmod Kala Shas. So I learn all of Shas. So it can't be Shas that we know it, because he's in Shas. So Shas here must mean Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Right, Shas, or the Lashon of the Miri is called a Talmud. It means the Mefarshim with Shas Mishnayis with explanation. Either way, he takes upon himself a certain amount of learning. He says, the whole world is usher to me if I don't learn before I get married. So, got a number of problems with this claim. Number one, isn't this a Davar She'i Efshar? I'm going to learn everything until I'm usher to everything in the world. Unless I learn everything. Isn't that a neder neder shav? We had earlier daf tezvav. It's already makes a neder not to sleep for 3 days. Or not to sweat. It makes a shvuah not to sleep for 3 days. Not to eat for 3 days. So you whip him right away, lokin, and he violates, and he eats. So I asked the Rosh here, isn't this a nether that's impossible? You're going to be usher to the whole world? How could that be? So the Rosh explains, third to last line of the Rosh, V'yafagav de'i efshar lo lios below hadas olam, even though it's impossible, lo have a nether shav, still it's not a nether shav here. De'efshar shalo yisa yishav, oh yes sir. He didn't just make a nether, I'm usher. He said, I'm usher if I learn, if I don't learn before I marry this woman. So he won't marry this woman. So it's not a nether shav because it's not impossible. It's not for sure that it's going to happen. The Ritva has a different shot, which is going to help us out a little later. The Ritva says, you have to say that he did not aser everything from everybody. Pirish, lav kulu hanoz da alma, deim ken havali nether shi efshal kaimo, ken no der shalo yishav gimel yamim. Elish and Nadar mean mixas hanos olam. It must be that you assert certain hanos from the whole world, or you assert all hana from mixas bnei ha'olam. Meaning somehow you limited it, either the hana or the people. And you can get other hanas or from other people. So that's what you have to say. And in the footnotes here, a quote that really it's a machlokas rishonim. That Gemara that I mentioned earlier in Daf Tesvav, that was a shvua. A shvua shi efshal l'kaimo. But what about a neder shi efshal l'kaimo? That's a machlokas. There are some Rishonim that say that a neder can be chal, even though it's efshal l'kaimo. Just like we had earlier, that a neder can be chal on a dvar mitzvah, even though a shvua cannot be chal on a dvar mitzvah. So you see there are some differences between nedarim and shvuas. But that's the Ritva's pshat here, that it must be that, right, he limited it somewhat. That is one issue on this line. But again, an important point, though, is the language of the Ron, which I did not read yet. And that is, he asers all hana before he gets married. Why did he do this? So look at the third to last line of the Ron, and this opens up a sugya, which we talked about a couple years ago on Shavuos. Three lines from the bottom. Shaya rotza lomo tarak kodem sheyisa isha, kidei shelo yisbatel machmata. He wanted to learn a lot of Torah before he got married, because he knew he was going to get busy after he's married. A little harder. That line helps us with understanding a major problem in the Rambam. It could be. And that is as follows. We know there's a principle called Osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. If you're Osik in one mitzvah, the Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Brachas, you're patur from doing another mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Most Rishonim, the Pashtus is, and the Me'iri says this beferish in Moed Katan Daf Tes, that principle does not apply to Talmud Torah. Does not apply. If you're learning, you're Osik b'mitzvah, you're Patur min ha-mitzvah. Doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, because then you wouldn't do any mitzvah. You'd just be sitting and learning all day. So the Me'iri says beferish in Moed Katan Daf Tes, Aval pi she'amru Osik b'mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah, ain Talmud Torah b'chlal zeh. You don't say that. Ella misha osik b'torah v'ira mitzvah liyado im efshar lo osa mitzvah de'achirib fine don't be mevatel. But if it's efshar lo osa de'achirib, you have to stop. You have to stop learning. You do not apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah to Talmud Torah. That's the sheet of the Me'iri and the Pashtus. What's the svara? Why would you say that osik b'mitzvah should not apply to Talmud Torah? Why should you say that? Why not? Osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Talmud Torah is the Talmud Torah connected kulam. So the Minchas Asher offers two approaches. Opposite approaches somewhat. Number one, he says, you might say that based on the Gra that we know in Shnos Elio and Peya, every second of learning is another mitzvah. Every millisecond of learning is another mitzvah. So now we're learning, we're having a shiur for 45 minutes, millions and millions of mitzvahs we're getting. Millions of mitzvahs, unbelievable. So what's Osik b'mitzvah? If you're involved in a mitzvah, you don't have to stop. But every second of learning is a different mitzvah. So you're not stopping in the middle. When you stop, you finish a certain amount that you didn't start new. That's why Osik B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, because every second is a separate mitzvah. A. Doesn't like that one, because he says it's hard to say, even though in Lumdis it's a separate, but it's still one Maisim and Mushachas. So he has a different pshat, the opposite mentality. Maybe Talmud Torah, the Chiyuv, is every second of your life. So when are you going to stop? It's impossible to say keep learning. That can't be the Kavanas HaTorah. The Pashuk. One second, let me find the language of the Mechadasher here. The mitzvah she t'mid is k'talma Torah, ain't a poteres but a mitzvah. Veza domen l'matzav mikri, shebohu asag. What's osim a mitzvah? I happen to be involved in a mitzvah, so I'll punt from other mitzvahs. But by talma Torah, it's never you happen. You're always. So how can you say, av a mitzvah shezman a tadir k'talma Torah, pashut, to kavanas a Torah she kamua, b'shoa she'in a mitzvah b'shoa mitzvahs, etc. So those are two reasons why Osik b'mitzvah should not apply to Talmud Torah. The problem is, the Shitas HaRambam. One Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis, seems to apply Osik b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, talking about the mitzvah of Pru Revu, The imhaya osik batorah, the tarudba, vahaya your osik batorah, and it's taken up your life. Vahaya misyare milisa isha, and he's worried about getting married. Kedesha lo yitrach b'mizonos v'yitfatam in haTorah, because I know that once I get married, I have to make a living. It's Mefurash Rambam, by the way. It's Mefurash Rambam. Person, once he gets married, they have to make a living. So unless that's what he says. Many other makaris as well. A person that's yikapov. That's what the Rambam says. Person who wants to sit and learn and not have other responsibilities, fine. But once a person has a wife and children, he has responsibilities. So kadeshli yitzchak b'mizonos v'yivatol min haTorah. So if a person wants to delay it, hari zemutul lehis acher. You're allowed to delay it and sit and learn a little bit before you get married. Why? Says the Rambam. Shehaosik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. V'chein kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Surely by Talmud Torah, osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. So before she gets everything we said, he applies osik b'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. How can he do that? How can he apply osik b'mitzvah? You have to do any mitzvahs. So many pshatim have tried to be given for this Rambam. Why is osik b'mitzvah? Does he apply to Talmud Torah? Marab Shik suggests maybe Puravu and Talmud Torah are similar. Talmud Torah is like Puravu. In a certain sense, you write a sefer is like having a child, right? So maybe that's that. But maybe dafka by puravu, which is a little, it's a big chiddush to say such an answer. Or the Shulchan Aruch Harav says an answer that relates to us, and that is generally osim b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. But if you are learning and you think that what's osim b'mitzvah usually, you could go do the other thing and then come back. That's why osim b'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. But what if I think that if I go do the other mitzvah, it's going to affect all my future learning? So then you're allowed to say, Osi b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah by Talmud Torah. If I will never be able to come back, because look at the language of the Rambam. He's medayik. The Rambam says, V'yivatam in haTorah, mutil is acher, and then he quotes, you can be chozer bo afterwards. You can be chozer bo afterwards. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He'll have a lot of other responsibilities. I'll remember everything. And therefore, that's why osik mitzvah applies specifically here. If it's you're going to do a mitzvah and there's a risk that you're not going to be able to come back to your Torah as was, so then osik b'mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. All the other examples, I'm going to stop learning to go shake a lulav. I'm going to stop learning to build a maket. I'm going to stop learning to do any other mitzvah. Fine, so do the mitzvah and come back to learning. But if it's a mitzvah that's going to impact my future learning, and I want to take advantage for a certain temporary amount of time now, so then that's when the Rambam allows you to delay and you apply osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. That's the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that's this Ran here. So I'm saying to say this right here. A person wants to learn before he gets married because he knows once he gets married there are other things on his mind and other responsibilities. It's a mitzvah to get married, right? According to the Rambam, also mitzvah to get married, but it can be delayed somewhat. Just one other answer that now that we're talking about it, one other answer is said in short by the Minchas Asher in like three lines, and there's an article about it by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in the Sefer Kvod HaRav, where he's discussed another idea against the Meiri. Maybe osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. Fundamentally, it does apply. But, what is Torah? Osek b'mitzvah is Talmud Torah. He says, what's the definition of Talmud Torah? The definition of Talmud Torah is Talmud ha-mevi lidei maisa. We learn in order to know how to do. Talmud ha-mevi lidei maisa. Yes, obviously there's a lishma element. But your Torah has to be defined as Torah ha-mevi lidei maisa. Thus, that's why you generally have to stop for mitzvahs. Because if you don't stop for mitzvahs, not that osik b'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, but if you don't stop to do a mitzvah while you're learning, it's undermining your definition of learning. You're not learning then. If you're osik b'mitzvah and you don't stop to do a mitzvah, then it's as if you're not learning. Because your Talmud has to be defined as maybe l'day maisa. And that's why sometimes, says Rav Aaron, sometimes says the Minchas Asher, it could be that not stopping is not an undermining of the Talmud Torah. Let's say you have a long-term goal that you want to learn now so that you can get married soon. So that's not undermining, because we realize that now is a special time, and it's not undermining. But generally, not to do a sheik alula, not to do other mitzvahs, you have to stop, because it's undermining of your mitzvah. He uses this to explain a Rashi. Rashi says in Sukkah, Chafei, Shluchei mitzvah are patur from a sukkah. What's an example of a shliach mitzvah? Holech lilmod Torah. Somebody's going to the shir, going to his Rebbe, he's pater from sukkah. One second. If you're learning itself, you have to stop. Go sit in the sukkah. Right? If you're learning in the Beis Medrash, you can't eat in the Beis Medrash. You have to go outside to sit in the sukkah to eat. And yet, if you're on your way to go learn, then you don't have to sit in the sukkah. How could the tafel be chomer than the ikker? The point is, no, it's exactly fits. When you're learning mamish, so then not stopping is an undermining of that learning. Because it's not defined as Talmud or maybe the Demaisa. You have to stop and go sit in the sukkah. Mashiachin, going to learn, not stopping to sit in the sukkah, but when you're going to learn, that's not undermining your learning. You're not learning right now. You're going to learn. So going to learn, you can apply the principle of Oseg B'mitzvah. That's not undermining. And he even quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah in Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brachas, and then we'll move on. Said the Yerushalmi, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, Shahadvarim sheyesh bahem maisa eina nidachin mipnei halimud. Aval mitzvah she'ein ba ela amira ba'alma tidche mipnei halimud. Maisim, you have to stop to do the maisa ha-mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah of amira, you don't have to stop. What's the difference? They're both mitzvahs. The point is, no, if you don't stop to do a maisa ha-mitzvah, so then that's undermining of your Talmud. It's not maybe the day, it has to be maybe the day maisa. But in amira, okay, you're learning. Osek b'mitzvah. So again, this is a whole other approach against that mi'iri in Moikan Daftes that applies osek b'mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam says what he says. Because it has a long-term goal, and that wouldn't be an undermine just to delay a little bit. Again, but it all comes from this Ran here that says, why the guy make a neder that he wants to learn all of Shas before he gets married? And if not, the whole world is usher to him because he wants to make sure he learns before marriage. Okay, so back to the case. So again, there was a man who said, the whole world is usher to me unless I learn a certain amount before I get married. And Rahid Bagapa Vitovila, and he tried his hardest, literally, he took his walking stick and his money belt. He pushed himself and he just couldn't do it. He tried to learn Shisha Siddur Mishnah, he got stuck on Kalim. He tried. So, also Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna came, Vishibshe, and he tricked him. Vishibshe, on the side it says, Pita Oso Ad Shenasa Isha. He tricked him and convinced him, no, get married. Get married, it's okay, you'll get married and it'll be fine. Vinsavitsa, so he tricked him and he got him married. Why did he do this? As we'll see, because he wanted to be mata the guy's neder, but he wanted the neder to be chal first. For some reason, he felt, we'll see if he held like this, he was just being machmir, that he couldn't be mata until it was chal. That's why he had to trick the guy in order to make the neder chal. And in that way, solve this guy's problem. Let's continue for a minute, and then we'll say over a nice chasam sofer. Says the Gemara, v'shir keti, that's what happened, the guy got married. Right after he got married, Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, shir keitina. Amazing. Just on this page in front of us, there are five pshatim to these two words. Shir keitina. He wiped him with mud. What does that mean, shir keitina? So the Ran says, on top, the Ran says he wiped him with mud to show the guy that he needs the world, even immediately. You need somebody to wash your clothes. You need somebody to wash you. So we got to do something about this nether right now. That's shir keitina according to the Ran, top line. The Mefaresh on top says he wiped his face with mud so Rav Chisda would not recognize him. Because he was worried, Rav Chisda, who they're about to go to be Matu the Neder, he's worried that Rav Chisda would see this guy. This guy doesn't explain why, but it sounds like this guy took a silly Neder. I'm not going to be Matu as Neder. She'efshar ilo haya bakir lo haya matu lo. He wouldn't have been Matu for him. He wouldn't have been Matu as Neder. So that's the Mefaresh. Tosfos quotes two deos. Tosfos quotes number one. I was like, maybe he wiped his face with mud so he wasn't nana for the world. He already made the nether. He doesn't want it to look around. Let's see the godless of the world. He'll cover his face in mud. Or Tosfos says, he didn't want him to be embarrassed from Rav Chisda, the opposite of the Mefarish. He didn't want him to have a cover. He didn't want him to be embarrassed from Rav Chisda. Finally, the fifth shot, the Rush. The Rush says, he took off all the guy's clothes, and therefore he had to cover him in mud, because clothes are benefiting from the world. So he had, well, mud isn't benefiting from the world. That's also benefiting from the world, if Shlomo Zalman asks. No, it's a little. It's a less benefit than clothes. It's not really benefiting. You're covering up because you don't want to be embarrassed. But that's the Rush. Hivshit pagadov, levishin nasar bahanasa ola. Five shot them what these two words mean. Sharki bitin. Either way, he was trying to help him out. Right? Oxygen. Maybe davshin b'mamish. Davshin b'mamish. Maybe it's different. I just went to my hand over here. Okay. There is no hashalka today. V'asin l'kamei d'Rav Chisda. So they came in front of Rav Chisda. After he did this, they came in front of Rav Chisda, and he came to be matur neder. Kedri Matur Neder. Omar Rava, and Rava says, Man Chokim Lemevet Kiyai Milsa. What a wise man! What a wise man! Ilavdi Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna to Gavar Rabahu. It's amazing. Only Rav Acha could think of such a thing. Only Rav Acha. He's such a wise man. To Kasavar, we're going to have three pshatim, three shitas on this amud. To Kasavar, first one, Rav Acha must have held to Kihechi de Pligi Rabban of Rav Nasan Bahafara, just like we had the machlokas earlier between Rabbi Nasan and Rabbanan about Hafara Sadara, meaning, could you be made for a neder? Could you be made for? Could a father or a husband be made for a neder before it's chal? Rav Nasan says no, the Rabbanan say yes. Hachanai Pligi B'Sheela, it must be they also argue on Sheela, meaning Hataras Chacham. And therefore what? And therefore what? And therefore the Ran says, he didn't really hold like Rav Nasan, but he was being machra like Rav Nasan. The Rush says, he held like Rav Nasan. What do you go through this whole thing with the mud because of a chumrah? Be back around on your own toes, not on somebody else's toes. Right? So he must have held like Rav Nasan. Either way, that's what he must have understood. He wanted the neder to be chal in order so that he could take it to Rav Chisda to be matir the neder. Period. Stop there for a minute. Look at the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer here says, according to this Gemara, I can answer up a kasha I've had. Kasha of many of the Mefarshim. If you look at Shmuel Beis, my Perek Zayin. What's Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin? It's right after the Chet of Davin and Batsheva. Vayomer Nasan El HaMelech. I'm sorry, this is earlier. That question is later. Hopefully we'll deal with it in the future. This is right after Davin HaMelech brings the Aron back. Vav, right? Uzzah, the whole story with Uzzah bringing the Aron back. And now Perek Zayin, Davin HaMelech is relaxing. And he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. He's upset. He says, I have an ohel here, and Hashem doesn't have an ohel. So he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he summons Nasan HaNavi. Nasan comes to the palace. Vayomer Nasan al HaMelech, kol asher bilvavcha asek yashem imach. Do whatever you want. Build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is with you. That night, Hashem appears to Nasan in a dream and says, go back to David HaMelech right now. He can't build the Beis HaMikdash. He can't build it. No reason, by the way, is given in Shmuel Beis. In Divrei Hayamim, it says because he has blood on his hands. But that reason is not mefurish in Shmuel Beis. Shmuel Beis just says, go tell him that he can't build it, but somebody, Miyosei Chalatzav, he'll build it. Shlomo Melech will build it. So, go back and tell him. Rashi there quotes, we've spoken about this in a drasha in the past. Rashi there quotes, why dafka did he have to go to the middle of the night to tell Nasan? Go back to David. Wait, let him sleep. Go to the morning. We know how valuable sleep is. Tell him in the morning. You know, Nasan, go back to David. So amazing Rashi there in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin. Rashi says, no, David, Nasan is a Zariz. I'm sorry, Nasan, David is a Zariz. You know what? He probably already hired workers. He probably already made phone calls. You better go to him right now in the middle of the night. Because if he's told to do something, he doesn't waste time. He does it with alacrity right away. David's a Zariz. Right? The Musar Haskel. You're able to do something, a project, go do it right now. So they go to David HaMelech in the middle of the night. V'kasha asked the Chazab Sofer, why didn't Hashem appear to Nasan when he was there? When he was there with David? Right? Nasan built it. Why didn't Hashem appear to him right then, make him unconscious, and say, he can't build it? What do you have to tell? Allow him to do it. And then he goes home, and David goes to sleep. What's going on here? So says the Chazab Sofer, it's pshat and psukim in Tehillim. Tehillim. What does it say in Tehillim? David says, Nishbal Hashem nedala abir Yaakov, David made a neder. Im avo ba'ol beisi, im e'ala al eretz yitzuai, I will not go into the Beis HaMikdash. Im etein shnas le'enai, I'm not going to sleep, ad she'emsa makom Hashem, until I build the Beis HaMikdash. So basically, it's a neder to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not going to sleep before he builds the Beis HaMikdash. That's his neder. It says the Chassam Sofer. So Hashem knew that the neder wasn't chal yet. That there wasn't chal yet. Right, he says, I'm not going to go to sleep until I build the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so, but once David HaMelech realized that he was going to have the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash, right, Nasan says, okay, you can build it. So he must have taken relaxed a little bit that night. Yes, he was a Zariz, like Rashi says, but he must have taken a little cat nap, right? What does the Gemara say in Brachas? He went to sleep, he woke up at Chatzos. He went to sleep a little bit. So Hashem wanted him to go to sleep so that the nether would be chal. Nether would be chal. Now it's also for him to build a Beis HaMikdash, and now he can be mat to the nether or do whatever he needs to do. Upir shalosh zesha tala nidro b'tnai. Nimsa sheyef shal ha'hatur nidro ad sheyachol v'yashun al eres yitzuo. She'oz chal nether tahachnosas olam v'ayis. Now he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash until, right, because he went to sleep. And that's why he allowed Nasan to tell him first that he would be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. Okay. It'll take, to build the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe it meant that he has to start. Uh-huh. He has to start. He has to start. That's why I mean, he didn't make it out that he wouldn't sleep until it's finished, right? That was the whole point. Once he's allowed to do it. Once he's allowed to do it. Okay, so that's the Chassam Sofer on this comment of David HaMelech on this story. So what happens? So this guy made the neder, Urbacha Barav Huna, covers him with mud, and he comes in front of Rav Chisda, and the Umat of the neder, and Rava exclaims, what a smart person. What a smart person that he was able to come up with this this plan to get the neder chal in order to be Umat of the neder. One other Ha'ara, what did he say? He says, if I marry this woman, the whole world is usher to me. So he married the woman. Isn't the whole world usher? So Rav Chisda, how could Rav Chisda be matzah the nether anyway? Isn't that giving him benefit? How could Rav Chisda be matzah the nether? It's already, she's already also to the whole world. You can't even look at the whole world according to one of the pshatim. He's covered in mud. So how could Rav Chisda even be matzah the nether for him? So the Shalmi Nadarim notes, according to the Ritva earlier, it's okay, because what did the Ritva say? He didn't answer the whole world. He answered certain hanalas from everybody, or all hanalas from certain people. So Rav Chisda was not in that group. Rav Chisda was not in that group. That's what you have to suggest. That's what you have to suggest. Okay. Once it, but how could you take step one? How could you be matir? Go to the chacham to be matir it. Bon ke'echad. Bon ke'echad. You want to say it's a bon ke'echad, right? When with a matir, it's okay, I'm afraid. It's as if there was never any hana. Maybe it could be a temporary type of avera. It's an avera right now, but it's not going to be an avera in the future. So it'll come out that it won't be an avera. That relates to the mekana lahabal l'mafreya l'mafreya l'mafreya. Because mekana lahabal l'mafreya might still be there. Okay, so that is all one. Rav Papi Amar, Rav Papi, by the way, says the Gemara, does not hold like this. Does not hold that Rav Nassan and the Rabbanan argue both by Hafara and by Hatara. Rav Papi Amar, Machlokas Bahafar, and Machlokas is only by Hafara. The Rav Nassan Savar, Ein Abal Mefer Elam Kein Chal Neder. Rav Nassan says, the Baal cannot be Mefer unless the Neder is Chal. Dichsiv V'Chafra HaLavana, as it says, that the moon was Chafra, was embarrassed. But we darshan this pasuk as chafra like hafara. We darshan switch around the ches and the hay. Hafara is halivana. What is levana? Levana could even be from the word bana, to build. And Reb Nassan himself, if you remember back in Daf Chaf Beis and elsewhere, said if you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. When the neder is chal, it's as if you built a bama. So this pasuk is an allusion to hafara. When can you be mefer? When you build a bama. When you build a bama is when the neder is chal. That's the illusion. That's how the Mefarish explains this illusion. So Rav Nassan says by Hafara can only be done once it's Chal. For Rabbanan, Savri Baal Mefer Av Bishaloch Al Neder. The Rabbanan hold no. The Neder, the Baal can be Mefer even before the Neder is Chal. Dichsiv Mefer Machshavos Arumim. Right? Mefer the thoughts, even when it's still a thought. It's not Chal yet, still it can be Mefer. Avo Bishaela, Dibriakol Ein Chachamater Klum. LM can chal neder. But by she'ela, so then the chacham cannot be matir according to anybody until the neder is chal. Dichsiv lo yachel divaro, as it says, you cannot be miyachel divaro. Divaro means a chalos haneder. He can't be mechalal it, but other people can be mechalal it. But according to this daya of Rav Papi, it wasn't just according to one shita that he had to go and get him to marry the woman. It was according to everybody. So we have two dayas. First daya of the Gemara, Rava says that there's a machlokas or besan in the Rabbana, just like they argue by Hafara, so too by Hatara, whether the neder has to be chal yet or not. Rav Papi says, no, the machlokas is about Hafara. By Hatara, everybody would agree that the neder has to be chal in order for the chacham to then be matirat. Okay. So now the Gemara asks two questions on this shita. Is it really true that the neder has to be chal according to everybody? So Lema Masayale, first we're going to try two proofs and we're going to reject them. Lema Masayale, let's try to prove it. Konam Shani Nanaloploni, Ulamish Eshalalov. Person makes a neder. It's also for me to get benefit from Ruvain and from the person who is Matir my neder. I can't get benefit from Ruvain or the person who is Matir my neder. So what does the Gemara say? Nishal al harishon v'achach nishal al hasheni. So first, you got Sheila on the first neder. What do you say? I can't get that off from Ploni. So you get Sheila on that neder. But now you got a problem, because now the other neder kicked in. Because you said it's also for me to also get benefit for the person who's about to buy neder. So you have to go to somebody else and get matired for the second neder. So he has the Gemara. V'yamrit nishal al harishon v'achach neder. But if Sheila could occur even before the neder l'schal, so why did the Brisa specify an order? Iboy al hide nishal bereisha. Iboy al hide nishal bereisha. Why the brayza say you first go to get the first neder matired, and then once that's true, so now you're also to the guy who was matir neder. So now you can get that matired. Who cares? If you say that you could be mefer If you say you can be matan neder before it's chal, so then why do you have to go in this order? Haraya, it must be that it's not true. It must be that you have to have the neder to be chal in order to be matarit. Raya to Rav Papi. Answers the Gemara, no, Raya. Umiyata ihai kam ihai basra. When the Braisa says, be nisha on the first and then on the second, who says the first means the first one that you took? The first one means whichever one you do is going to be first. First do one and then do the other. That's all it means. It doesn't mean the first neder that you said, the second neder that you said. It just means the first one and the second one that you go. So Ela Lema Messiah Le, okay, that didn't work. Let's try another one. Let's try a second proof. Konam she'eni nanelo ploni. Person says I can't get any benefit from ploni. Ha'reini nazer l'kisha eshalov. Person says, I don't want to get benefit from ploni, and if I ever get matur this neder on ploni, I'm going to be a nazir. Right? That's what he says. He really doesn't like ploni. Right? So he says, I'm not going to get benefit from ploni, and I'm a nazir the second that I get rid of this first neder. So, what does the Braisa say again? Nishal al nidro. First, he gets his neder hutard. Va'ara nishal al nidro. So here it is a specific order. First, he had to get rid of the neder, and then he's a nazir. So now he could be shol on the naziris. So Gemara asks, v'i'amr nishal al v'bishal achal al neder. If it's true that you could be matur the neder even before it's chal, iboy al nidro ishal bereisha, iboy al nidro ishal bereisha. Shouldn't make a difference of the order. But the Braisa says it does make a difference. The Braisa says first you go take care of your neder and then your nazirus. So doesn't that prove that it has to be chal? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Nasan he. It's not a proof to Rav Papi. Maybe this is Rabbi Nasan. Both shitas, Rav and Rav Papi, held that Rabbi Nasan holds that by hatar sadar it has to be chal. But who says the Rabbanan holds that way? Who say the Rabbanan agree in that case? So again, it is no raya to Rav Papi that everybody agrees by hatara that it has to be chal. Period. Amar Ravina, four lines from the bottom. Amarli Maremer Hachi Amar Avuch Mishved Rav Papi. So Ravina says that Maremer told me that this is what your father said in the name of Rav Papi. This is going to be a third shita. We have three shitas on this amud, right? If you have having a pechina on the tet, give me three opinions about the machlokas from Nasan and the Rabbanan. So far we had two. We had Rava's opinion. Rava said that the machlokas is both by Afara and by Hatara. Rav Papi says the machlokas is only by hafara, but by hatara everybody agrees it has to be chal. And now we have the third shita. Machlokas by hafara. The machlokas is by hafara. Rav Nasan says it has to be chal. Rav Banan say no. Avol b'she'ela divrei hakol mefer v'av b'shal chal aneder. But by she'ela everybody agrees no, you can do it even though it's not chal. Some gersos take out mefer and put in matir because the word mefer is not appropriate. We're talking about a chacham here. We said the Chacham cannot use the Lashon of the Baal. So some put in Matir. But by She'ela, everybody agrees you can be Matir, even though the Nether has not been Chal. The opposite of Rav Papi. Dechsiv lo yachel dvaro. As it says, you can't be Mechal your word, even though it's still words. So that's the third Shita. And the word just adds on, L'meimer t'lo havi b'maisa. If this is true, then earlier, Rav Acha did not have to go through the whole mud story. Right? He'd have to do that Maisa, because according to the Rabbanan, if you go like the Rabbanan, so then... Or not only, everybody would agree that by Hatara you don't have to make it Chal, so he wouldn't have had to go through the whole story. Period. So now what we're just going to do until the Mishnah is, the two cases that we brought as Rayas to Rav Papi, we're going to try to bring as Kashas to this third Shita. Meisvei, same case as before, Konim Sheni Nana Laploni, Lumisha Nishtala Love. It's also to be to get benefit from Ploni and from the one who I asked to be Mata the Neder. Nishal ala Rishon, Makach Nishal ala Sheni. So again, you go in order. You have to be Mata the first one and then the second one. Amai, why? Why does that order needed? Ibayal hai Nishal Bereisha, Ibayal hai Nishal Bereisha. If you could be Mata a Neder even before it's Chal, so then what difference does it make in this case? You should be able to go to the second one first. So more answers, you're right. Mi yodea hai Rishon vahe Sheni. Right, who says that the first in the Mishnah in the Braisa is the first that you mentioned? No, it means the first one that you go to. So it could be either one. So no kasha. Meisvei, second kasha. Konim sheni nene, v'harini nazir l'kishesh olav. Person says, I can't get benefit from so-and-so. And if I get this neder gotten rid of, then I'm a nazir. So again, nishal nidro v'akach nishal nizro. He has to go, be shol first on the neder, and then on the nazirus. The Gemara is the same kasha. V'amai, yiboy al nidro nishal bereisha, yiboy al nizro nishal bereisha. Why, if you can be matur and neder even before it's chal, you should be able to go in any order. And here you cannot answer, it's only according to one shita like we did earlier. Because this third shita is holding like everybody agrees that that's true. So tiyufta, so we end with the tiyufta, we cannot answer that question. Okay, period. Last Mishnah and Mesechta Sedarim. Here we go. Masnisa. Barishona hayu omrim shalosh nashim yotzos v'notlos ksuba. Originally, we held that there are three kinds of married women who could come and tell us something, and we would allow them to get divorced and collect their ksuba. We would believe them. Three cases. Ha'omeres tamani lecha. A woman comes to her husband and says, you know what? I was mizana. I wasn't mizana. What, mizana baratzon? She doesn't get a ksuba. So what's the case? What, she was ne'anas? She doesn't have to get divorced. So what must be the case? The Gemara is going to tell me? Ne'anas eishes kohen. Ne'anas, she was raped, Rachman al-Islan, and she's an Eishes Kohen. So it's not her fault, and yet she has to get divorced. Ne'anas Eishes Kohen. And she basically says to him, and the Ron explains, Gemara's going to say it, it's your fault, you're a Kohen. If you wouldn't be a Kohen, I wouldn't have to do this. But it's your fault, you're a Kohen, so therefore, I get my ksuba. So, we originally believed the woman who said that. Number one. Number two, Shema, there is a question, we don't have a, maybe we'll mention it now. Yeah, okay, we do have a moment or two. The Chasam Sofer says in a tshuva, in Yaredeya Dalid, he discusses the tshuva of the Chavos Yair. The tshuva of the Chasam Sofer is the case as follows. There's a butcher who's on his deathbed. And the butcher is misvada that he trafed up a lot of the meats that he sold. Do you believe him? Eidech HaNemem B'Yisurin, but he's on his deathbed, so do you assume? So that's the shiloh that he had. What about the Kalim? What about everything? So he quotes a Chavos Yair related to this. A woman who's on her deathbed who says she was mizana with a certain man that she never told her husband about. And then she gets better. So now she says, I never meant it. I was hallucinating. I didn't mean it. So that's the shiloh that the Chavos Yair dealt with. So that's the question, do you believe? So here, this is one of the main sources that's discussed. So here it sounds like Barishona, we believed her, and that's on her deathbed. We'll see at the end that we don't believe her unless she brings a riot. But anyway, that's a similar case Chazam Sofer has. Case number two, Shamayim Beini Uveincha. The heavens are between us. What does that mean, the heavens are between us? Hashem is the aid between us. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain, the Ron already quotes it here, that she is claiming that the husband's koach of hazra, koach of producing zera, is not up to par, and therefore it's not in regular relations that we have, and therefore I want a divorce. Shamayim beini lebein chan, Hashem is the aid, because he's the only one that knows about it. It's not yorek achetz, is the language of Chazal. So that's Shamayim beini lebein chan. There are heavens between us. Netula ani min Yehudim, or she says, I'm natul from Yehudim, meaning she makes a neder that she can't have tashmish to anyone in the world, which reflects the fact that tashmish is kashala, is difficult for her, and therefore she wants a divorce. Netula ani min Yehudim. So originally we believed all these women and gave her a ksuba. But Chazru Lomar, but then Chazal realized that women were making up these stories. Chazru Lomar, Shalote Ishan or Senes Beineba Acher Makakel Sabayla, a woman all of a sudden would see some other guy in the street, and she'd want to marry him. She'd want to get out of her marriage. She can't give it a get Valkarcha, so she'd make up a story to her husband. Make up a story. I was Nanas, or Shamayim Beni Levincha, in order to collect a ksuba and marry the other guy. So Chazal said, we don't believe them anymore. But rather, Ha'omeris Tamei Lecha Tavi Raya L'Dvareha. If somebody says, I'm Tamei, she's got to bring a Raya. She's got to bring a Raya that she was Nanas. She's got to bring a Raya that she was Nanas. Ha'Shamayim Beni Levincha Yasu Derech Bakasha. If she says, the heavens are between us, Yasu derech bakasha. What exactly does that mean? Yasu derech bakasha. So the Ron quotes the Yerushalmi, send them out to dinner. They'll be misfies each other. Yasu sudav yifayis. What does that help? Send them out to dinner? There's a major problem here. So I saw one of the Achronim connect this to a Gemara we had in Ksubis, that sometimes a husband and a wife cannot perform properly because they're starving, they're hungry, they didn't shower. So let them get a restaurant, a shower, so then maybe all the problems will fall away. The Tosfos just says, no, we tell her that, Yasser Bakasha, your claim is not benefiting. We're not believing you anyway, so just stop. Shtika. But the Tulam in the Yehudim, and if she says, I am taken from Yehudim, so, and as we had earlier in the Gemara, she didn't say, I'm Asr to you, because she's not allowed to do that. She's Meshubit. She said, the whole world is Asr to me, so then Yafir Lechelko, he's made for his Chelek, Vetem Shamshasu, and he's Mutter, with her, Vetem Tulam in the Yehudim, but upon death or divorce, she will be Asr to Yehudim, because it's a Dabar Bein Olavei Na, and therefore, it is temporary. The big discussion here in the Ran is, 1 minute, let's go back to the first case. Midah Raisa, if a woman comes and says, I was Nanas. Midah Raisa. Do we believe her? Sounds like from the Mishnah. Sounds like from the Mishnah. Do we believe this woman? Shavya nafshi chaticha di surah. That's the principle we've discussed in the past. She asks something on herself. So that's it. Should be answer. And Midah Rabbana, we say, no, stay married. We don't believe you. How can Chazal do that? Midaraisa, they're asked to each other, and midarabanan, we say, stay married, don't worry about it, we don't believe you. Because we have this shash that she's making up a story. How can we do that? That's oker davar min haTorah b'kum v'aseh. We allow them to live together. How can we allow them to live together? Midaraisa, they can't live together. Midarabanan, they can live together. So the third answer of the Ran is that, no, we're misunderstanding the Mishnah. Really, she is not believed, midaraisa. Borishona means midarabanan, we started believing her. And then, because of the problems, we went back to the Din Daraisa. So that's one shot, but that's not the Pashtus. So the Ran quotes two other answers. Answer number one, the Ran quotes, is Afkeinu Rabbanon LeKedushin Mineh. When a woman comes and says that, you know what we do? The Chazal have the power to say that she was never really married. And therefore, when she was Mizana Nana, she was a Pnuya. She was a Pnuya, she wasn't married. She wasn't married, she's not also to this man. She's not also to this man now, because she was a Pnuya originally. Doesn't say that there was another Kedushin. Maybe there was Kedushin Bia now, but that's the amazing shot of the Ran. Ula Didi, the middle of the wide lines of the Ran, at the end of the line, about the 10th line. Ula Didi lo kashuli, no problem. Just like it says in many places. The power to uproot marriages. So to hear, when a woman comes and says, I'm tummy to you, Afke inu Rabbanon l'kedushin meikara. Rabbanon have the power to uproot the marriage originally. V'nimsa shebishasha nansa pnuya haisa. So it comes out when she was nanas, she was a pnuya. Umishem haki shari labayla. Therefore she's mutter to her husband, that she could even eat truma. That's the pshat of the Ran. Asks the olam. That's the language of the Shami Nadarim. Makshim ha'olam. And it's the Rishash's kasha. Yeah. Do they have to get married again? It doesn't say like it. Maybe, yeah. Maybe they get married again. Maybe it's kedusha bia. But it doesn't say anything, but yeah, l'chora. But ask the olam, 1 minute. If they were never married, then when she made this neder, she wasn't married. So how could it be made for her at all? So they weren't married in the first place. So forget, fine, there wasn't a problem with the ma'isa bia, but they can't be made for the neder. That's what the Rishash asks. That's what the Shami Nadarim asks. So this is a question that we're not going to go into. What the Rishash says, maybe this is an expanded view of Kol HaBayla Al Das Bayla Hinoderes. She was still made a neder Al Das this other person, and there are some Rishonim that say it's not a din in Baal. If you make a neder Al Das anybody, that person can be made for it. So maybe even if they're not married, but this is a question that one has to deal with this pshat of the Ran. The other answer of the Ran is just funny. If you look in Yevamis by Yesh Koch B'Yachacham and Lakar Davar, the Gemara says L'Migdar Milsa, it's okay. Ba'asei. Question: I had to read that Gemara, but the Ran says Lamigdal Mil says okay. He asks on this answer, but that's another answer. Quickly, let's do four more lines of the Gemara. Ibai Lahu says the Gemara. Amar Labayla Tameani. So we know if she says I'm Tamea to you, we allow them to stay married because we think she's making up a story because she wants out of the marriage. Ma'u should talk about truma. Do we allow her to eat truma? She can stay living with her husband, but can she still eat truma? Rav Sheshes Amar Ocheles, yes. Rav Sheshes, yes. Shelo Totzi Lazal Bonel, yes. Why? Because if she can't eat truma, people are going to start thinking, you heard Mrs. Cohn can't eat truma. You know that, Mrs. Cohn? Oh, there's something wrong. Oh, her kids? No way. They're not going out with my children. They're going to be Motzi Laz on her children because they're going to think something's wrong. Rava Amar Eina Ocheles. Rava said, no, she cannot eat after Dachal Cholin. There's plenty. Nobody has to know. She'll eat Cholin. She'll eat Cholin. Nobody has to know. Amar Rava, but Rava admits, Umoda Rav Sheshes, Rava says, Rav Sheshes, who says that she can eat, admits, Shimnis Armala, after she becomes a widowed, so then she ain't Ocheles, then she can't eat Shum anymore. Why? Midu, time Elam Sheshes, Lotzi Laz Albaneha, but it's Armala, Miss Garsha, Dotzi Laz Albaneha. What's the whole reason? That you're worried about the kids? But once she's widowed or divorced, there's no worry about the kids anymore, because people might say, it's Armala, Miss Garsha, Amri, Hashu the Isnasa. Must be, does something happen now? She's not having any more kids. They're all from beforehand. So therefore, it does not apply anymore. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Purim, Simchas Purim to all. Tomorrow we have the Siyum on Adarim. Fascinating Gemara, the last story in Mesechas Adarim about Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. And Be'ezrat Hashem, that's tomorrow. Today, again, tomorrow, Daf is at 7:15. 7:15, next door. And 8 o'clock is Shacharis. First Shacharis is 6:30. Today's Shiur is sponsored by the Fuchs family. L'Refuah Shalema. So, Kol Chol Yisrael. Kol Chol Yisrael. And the Yastrup family, Lezecha Nishmas, Nachman ben Moshe. Okay, I gotta run to a brisk.